Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Happy Mother's Day. So if you're thinking about a Mother's Day, you want to spend some time with your family, you think, yeah, let's go to Disneyland. I don't know. I don't know if you saw this story this day. Did you see this story about Disneyland?
Which one?
Okay, so... You know, the wokettes, the folks who love to protest, you know, the same ones that said that we couldn't read Dr. Seuss,
right?
And we had to hate Mr. Potato Head.
Yes.
So they've got a new thing to hate.
Oh no, yes. Not Disneyland. See, I grew up a mile from Disneyland, so be careful about.
Oh, that explains a lot.
Thank you very much. Touche, sir.
That explains a lot. Okay, so Disneyland has revamped Snow White's ride.
Okay.
Okay, they've got a brand new Snow White ride. It's become the largest revamped ride on the new Disneyland campus, and they just reopened.
All right.
Yeah. And it features, the last part of it features the iconic kiss by Prince Charming.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's
big part of the story.
Very big part of the story. He kisses her. She's asleep. Okay. So the theme park in Anaheim, California opened Friday for the first time in more than 400 days. Since the pandemic started, showing off its newly revamped Snow White's Enchanted Wish ride.
So far, so good.
So far, okay.
Yeah.
It was, however, immediately ripped in a review from the Los Angeles Times that said the park should have, quote, reimagined the 1938 cartoon classic to avoid ending the ride's true love's kiss that awakens Snow White.
Why?
The reviewers Katie Dowd and Julie Tremaine attacked the ride for including the kiss he gives her without her consent. They went on to say that while she's asleep, she cannot possibly be in true love because if only one person knows that it's happening, haven't we already agreed that consent in early Disney movies is a major issue? And if she cannot consent, it is rape.
But if you didn't kiss her, she wouldn't come back to life,
right? It doesn't matter. Apparently, Disney is now promoting a rape culture because he kisses her while she is unconscious. Therefore, she cannot consent.
Oh.
And so, yes, they want it now taken down.
Taken down?
Yeah, they want that part of it taken down. They want that whole part of the ride taken down because she cannot consent. See, here's the thing here. I would assume that parents would be able to teach their children about the concept of consent as well as the difference between real life and a fairy tale. I mean, how stupid is this?
Give the parents some credit.
I mean, one thing they didn't do, however, is address the fact that they're calling, you know, Grumpy and Sleepy the dwarves. They're not upset at that.
Right.
They didn't get mad at not calling them, you know, vertically challenged or little people. No, there's no mention of the dwarf thing, but they're mad because she's unconscious in the kiss. I mean, this is how stupid these people have become.
That's ridiculous.
Yes,
Snow White.
Snow White, yes. And here's another one. How come she has to be white? I mean, how come she's not Snow Black? I mean,
that's... don't even start that, John.
I mean, this is the lunacy of this stuff and the craziness of what these people are mad about anymore. I just... Oh, the left. We'll take a quick break. Stick around, because after the top of the hour, First District Congressman Tracy Mann will be with us. Maybe he can figure this stuff out. You're listening to John Whitmer Show.